on. Don't you know that I still care for you? Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling, I can dream on it too. Each night while I'm sleeping, oh so lonely, I share your love and dreams that once were true. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling, I can dream on it too. I've waited so long for you to write me, but just a memory's all that's left of you. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling, I can on it too. So darling, I can dream on it too.
In the early 1950s, Dick Farley wrote a song that found its way to Bing Crosby, who recorded it. It became a million seller and one of his biggest hits. It's a song that returns to that familiar theme of an emigrant pining for his home place, and the home place in question this time is here in County Sligo, the beautiful Isle of Innisfree.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. For sure a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him to a land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely see the beauty or the magic. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wonder, and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels, and see the rivers laughing as they flow, and then into a humble shack I wander, my own sweet home, and tenderly behold the folks I love around the turf fire gathered. On bended knee the rosary is told, but dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. When we are back to stare at reality, and though they pave the footpaths here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle Innisfree. I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree.
Well, from County Sligo and Innisfree to County Kerry and Tralee, I mentioned earlier on about the festivals that take place around Ireland every summer. And I'm sure the other towns will forgive me when I say the most famous of all festivals takes place here in Tralee. It's a week of non-stop party atmosphere when the town welcomes girls from all over the world who come to compete for the title of the Rose of Tralee. I'm looking forward to meeting some of those girls and, of course, singing the song.
Pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea, when I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. Shades of evening, their mantles were spreading, when Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. That made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
Well, we've almost come to the end of our trip around Ireland, and you know I've had a great time. And what better place for me to finish than up in my own Donegal? For me, its unique scenery and friendly people have a special kind of magic. And of course, no matter where I travel or wherever I live, it'll always be home.
One of my favourite places in Donegal is Arranmore Island. I used to come here when I was a wee boy on holidays, and when I started with my own band, it was one of the first places that I came to play. And every year we come back to enjoy a night of song and dance with the people of Arranmore.
And as the ferry approached the island, I was surprised and delighted with the turnout of people that had gathered to greet us. Familiar faces and friendly smiles give me once again that sense of belonging that I always feel when I come to Arranmore. And sure, how could I refuse the request to sing a verse or two?
I've travelled far neath the northern star since the day I said goodbye, and seen many maids and their golden glades beneath the tropic sky. There's a vision in my reverie that I cherish evermore. That grand Colleen in her gown of green, she's the rose of Arranmore. Everybody sing this thing.
Over the years, many people from Arranmore were forced to emigrate, and in some cases leaving their island homes unattended. But today many of them have returned and built up new homes, and they're now bringing up their families in those familiar surroundings that they grew up in themselves. Andrew and Mary Early returned from Chicago some years ago, and they now own a pub here on the island where we'll play tonight, and once again we'll meet all those people who gathered on the pier to greet us this morning as we arrived on our Donegal shore.
Oh, I know it's not right reminiscing tonight of days that are gone and returning no more. For the girl I dream of has another man's love, far, far away on a Donegal shore. But why should I care, or she's happy or there? She may have children, she may be wealthy or poor, but I can't help my dreams of what might have been if I stayed at home on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time there, all the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gidore. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop could be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal shore. Now there's no one to blame, but before she took his name, when she told me she loved him, it hurt to the core. But I could never descend to be only her friend, so I left her there on my Donegal shore. Now it's winter time.
the trees will be bare, and the rain clouds will darken my native Gidor. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop would be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal shore. But if that girl I could hold, every raindrop would be gold. It could fall all around us on my Donegal shore.
Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed that little musical tour of Ireland from Daniel O'Donnell. I explained at the beginning that it was a video, but I think you could use your imagination there, and I think the dialogue was such that it was easy to follow. And I hope it pleased all our listeners, but particularly I know we have lots of Daniel O'Donnell fans. And in the near future, we'll be also featuring other artists. Not quite the same. I mean, we can only have a certain amount of musical tours of Ireland. But we'll be featuring other artists. And if there's anyone you'd like featured, well, drop me an email. Fantastic banjo picking there of Jerry O'Connor with Jolly Tinker and Gravel Walk. Now, John Kelly, we've had on the programme before, a prolific songwriter, a very good country singer. He's showing us now just what his homestead means to him, because he's telling us here that he lives the life of a travelling country singer, but he always just wants to get home. Very good country and Irish, this.
Thank you. There is only one reason I've come here tonight. There is only one reason I'll stay. I could search the world over for someone like you, but I'd find no one better, no way. I traveled all over the country last week. I slept in a new town each day. But the day I hit Dublin, I traveled straight home. And home is the best place to stay. For a true country singer just has to be heard, and a growing up family be fed. I will travel all over in search of success, then return to my little homestead. There is only one reason I've come here tonight. There is only one reason I'll stay. I could search the world over for someone like you, but I'd find no one better, no way. Ever you've reason to doubt that it's worth all this drifting to bring home some pay, remember I found you the best girl on earth, and I'll find no one better, no way. There is only one reason I've come here tonight. There is only one reason I'll stay. I could search the world over for someone like you, but I'd find no one better, no way. I could search the world over for someone like you, but I'd find no one better, no way.
I like John Kelly's voice and I like the songs he writes and sings. That was his There Is Only One Reason. Okay, it's been a bit slow around here. Let's get Nathan Carter to liven things up with some songs that we all know.
This time we're going to keep things nice and lively with an Irish medley, starting off with something that goes a little bit like this. Let's get all those hands in the air. Everybody, oh, woo! Hey!
As I came out through Dublin City at the hour of 12 at night, we should have seen even the Spanish lady washing her feet in the candlelight. First she washed them, then she dried them over a fire of amber coals. And all me life I dared to see him, it's so sweet about his soul. Whack for the turlur, a laddie, whack for the turlur, a lay. Whack for the turlur, a laddie, whack for the turlur, a lay. So he came out through Dublin City at the hour of half past eight. Should have seen but the Spanish lady washing her hair in the broad daylight. First she washed it, then she dried it on a lap was a silver comb. And all me life I dare to see him, it's so sweet about the soul. Whack for the turlur, a laddie, whack for the turlur, a lay. Whack for the turlur, a laddie, whack for the turlur. Here we go. Let's try.
bachelor at my age of 63. I don't intend to marry or to raise a family. Well, I'm happy and contented just to live a single life. Sure, that's the reason why I don't intend to take a wife. Put the rest up on a fingernails, varnish on her toes, the rattle on her office and the whitewash on her nose. As she get a fancy barber to shave her neck and hair. So that's why I'm a bachelor and I don't intend to wed. Here we go! Well, it's Thursday at the market in the town of Mullingar. Well, a friend introduced me to a famous movie star. She'd been married several times before to men of every creed. She thought she found a sucker in a bachelor from a speed. With the red stuff on her fingernails, varnish on her toes, the rattle on her office and the whitewash on her nose. As she get a fancy bother to shave her neck ahead. Sure, that's why I'm a bachelor and I don't intend to wed. Sure, that's why I'm a bachelor and I don't intend to wed. Here we go!
Good night, God bless.
Sing Jenny home. Nathan Carter, settle down. Yeah, finishing today's programme on a lively note. Just want to mention here, if I may, a little bit about country and Irish. I know it isn't everybody's cup of tea and a lot of the sort of purists frown on it, but it is very, very popular in Ireland. What it is that a lot of Irish singers who like and sing country, they also like to sing their own songs about their own country. And so therefore they put their own style onto an Irish song and it becomes sort of country and Irish. Now you heard there, a wee bit there, you heard John Kelly telling us all about Only One Reason. That's country and Irish. So I just want to clear it up that I like country and Irish. Well, let's be honest, Joe, now come on, I like some country and Irish. But it's the same with my taste in traditional music. I like some traditional music. Irish music changed greatly from about 1960, maybe a little before then, but certainly from 1960, there were huge changes in Irish music. And the introduction of the show bands, we mentioned early show bands, they brought on a lot of Irish country and Irish songs, right? Thus endeth the first lesson. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed this week's Sounds Irish. I've had a ball putting it together. It's been a real mixture, has it not? I just want to say that take good care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours, me and mine. Friends, take care of yourselves. And if you do have a request, or even if you want to join me on Facebook, as I said at the beginning of the programme, I'd love to have you as one of my friends on Facebook. God bless you. And until next week, travel safely. Slán. Bye.